This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome. Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What is up?
Hello.
Mike Lynch back, everybody.
Hey,
Mike Lynch, everybody.
Hello, hello.
No COVID for Mike.
I just had days off.
Yeah, you did. Welcome back.
Thank you.
That's nice to have you back.
That's not the rumor I'm hearing. Just saying. I'm hearing things. Word on the street.
Hey, can we talk about Dusty for a second?
Yes, we can.
Dusty Hera.
Yeah.
Of Midday fame.
of AJ and Dusty.
Yeah.
He's and.
Famous show.
Yes.
They,
Sportscaster of the year. Not Dusty.
Well, no.
The other one.
Her.
Yeah.
She's not the other one. She's AJ. She's the lead.
We were talking about
she's
Dusty.
She's number one.
Therefore, in this context, she would be the other one.
Finally, someone at this station wins an award.
Award-winning 1080 The Fan personality.
God.
We've only been doing this for 20 years, and finally we got someone. Wait, Furness back in the day, he won awards.
Well, he said he did. I don't know if he did. But I did see that he won the Washington Sportscaster of the Year Award. Did you see that?
Former and current fan host winning awards, just not us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were nominated for something once, but I think that was on the TV
side. Awards all around us.
But we lost to that fishing guy. We watched some dude who has a fishing show out of Seattle, which, you know, you can't compete with, like, Bassmasters. What are you supposed to do?
So they were talking about, I think it was on their show, I don't know, but in our crosstalk, which is off the air, you know, like when we're switching shows here.
Yeah. I came in and AJ climbed the chair to yell at me from up above.
Well, she's getting big britches now that she's Sportscaster of the Year.
Yeah. I didn't know what was happening. She said, "Hey, Sakanik, I got something to say to you." And then she climbed up on the chair. I kind of thought she was going like Macho Man, like I was going to catch an elbow or something. Like, why would you climb a chair? But I guess she just needed to be like eye to eye with me. And so she climbed up.
They talked about how big you were on the show. When I was driving in earlier, they were discussing that they needed to talk to you. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear about what. But she said that you're very large and that you look straight up to she looked straight up to see you.
Ah.
So she was going to try to get to your eye level.
You're so cute,
she did. She lorded above me. That's a Patterson move when he would sit up high. What was his first name? Was it
Steve?
Steve Patterson, yeah.
Come on, man.
I blanked on that. For some reason, I was thinking Rich. When he would have like press conferences, he would sit up above and then like it was a power move. He would like lord over you to intimidate you.
So they were talking about the viral video that we all woke up to today.
Yeah, the gal getting clipped.
Yeah, she's a reporter in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And she's out there doing her little bit. And she gets hit by a car.
Yeah, kept going.
Well, there's a lot going on there. First of all, a lot of people, because, you know, on social media, people don't think about anything. They just react, you know?
Sure.
So everyone was going crazy. Not everyone, but, you know,
people.
How social media does.
The royal we, the editorial we.
Yeah. You want to hear the audio of it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll play it, and then we'll talk about it.
On the three's Tori Yorke joins us now live in Dunbar. And, Tori, they're not seeing any flakes but wet roads. And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze-thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
Oh, oh my God. I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Jory.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is, you know what? It's one
sure
woman
you're
band.
Okay, Troy.
We're good, Tim. Ma'am,
sure
you
okay.
are so sweet, and you are
We're
okay.
good, Tim.
It is all good.
The people need their weather.
Oh, Lord.
So you...
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were
specifically
bumped in,
to me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from looking.
I don't even. Do you know if I was bumped down low or up high, sir?
I just saw you disappear.
I don't even
out of
know.
Screen.
I don't even know, Tim.
She's getting the scoop.
My whole life just flashed before my eyes. But this
happen.
Is live TV, and everything's okay. I thought I was in a safe spot, but clearly, we might need to move the camera over a bit.
Yeah.
So let me do that while I'm thinking of it.
I love Tim.
And
Tim's
she's working her own camera, by the way.
Well, yeah, that's okay. Yeah. So
that's the life of news reporters.
People's overreaction on social media was, God, the cameraman didn't do anything.
There is no cameraman.
Folks, they cut the cameraman years
yeah.
ago. She's out there with her own car, her own camera,
tripod,
her own
yeah.
microphone. She's doing it all.
I was in college and was in broadcast journalism school, and they told us, nobody has cameramen anymore unless you're in the biggest cities.
Yeah.
She was in West Virginia.
Yeah. Dunbar,
you think she has a camera? She's lucky she has a camera.
Dunbar, West Virginia, doing their equivalent of when we send someone to Hood River. Look, she's on her own at that point. Lucky that the car just kind of clipped a cheek. It kind of got her in the, like it sideswiped her.
It looked way more violent than she made it seem. Like she gets like knocked out of the way really heavily.
Well, I will tell you that having been hit by a car... You don't need to be going fast to send you in a free for all. Like you don't need to get hit at 30 miles an hour to go flying. You do move fairly quickly when struck by a car, even if it's going quite slow.
I enjoyed Tim.
Yeah.
who did not panic at all. He just sat there and was like, if you see the video of it, he's just watching.
He's a wily veteran. He's seen people
well,
hit by
cars. He probably didn't see it happen. Because his monitor to see what she's on is so small, like under the desk. He was probably just looking at the teleprompter.
He just knows
and then all of a sudden,
happened.
She's not in the frame anymore, and he hears the noise.
What happened to Candace?
Yeah, see, I think Tim saw it all, and he was like, this is great TV.
keep it going.
Hopefully
it
she's hurt.
Do it live. We'll do it live.
Where did you get hit, up high or down low?
Yeah, weird question.
Yeah.
Weird question.
We'll do it live.
Anyway, Dusty was saying, so the reporter said that she got hit like that before.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a person who has been hit multiple times by automobiles.
Yes.
Dusty's philosophy is, and this is what we were talking about off the air before we switched over. He was asking me if I've been hit by a car, and I said, well, no. Mm-hmm. And his philosophy is that more people have been hit by cars multiple times than people who have only been hit once.
Yeah. He's claiming that
if you
get hit once, then you're more than likely to get hit a
again.
Second time.
And what is that? So I think what he's saying is some people are more prone to being hit by auto.
Now, I've never considered.
What is that?
It's probably like a lack of caution in certain situations, maybe.
Maybe.
Like those who don't get hit by cars are ultimately aware of everything going on around them, whereas those who do, I don't know, more aloof or, I don't know, put themselves in more dangerous situations.
Are you oblivious, you people? Being
I don't
hit
know.
Multiple
I've,
times?
I've never thought
what do you
about
mean,
that.
You people.
Yeah, look at you.
Well, Sook.
You people.
Sook's been. I haven't. You have been.
Well, and I guess,
Mike, have you been hit by a car?
God, no.
Huh. Yeah, see, Mike's very aware. God, no.
I think I was under the impression.
I would never be hit by a car.
I think I was under the impression, and this is what I guess AJ was saying on air, that I'm too big to get hit by a car. Like, I can't sneak.
Except that it's happened to you twice.
Exactly. And I don't necessarily think that either one of them's my fault.
Well, it wasn't her fault.
Yeah. She
but
just,
she said it's happened to her twice.
She was just kind of standing there. So I've never really thought about this other than I kind of thought that maybe this was more common than I thought.
What do you think the percentage is of people who have been hit by a car?
I would have said more like 20%. But I guess like listening to their feedback, I guess this is a fairly common occurrence. But if you get hit once, then you're more likely to get hit again. I've never given any thought to it. And let me just say, there's a difference between getting hit by a car and getting hit by a car.
Right.
Right? Like the one.
Yeah, she wasn't really. I mean.
Well, she got hit, but
But you know, like you're saying, like she wasn't hit.
I've never been hit by like a car on the freeway. I'm dead.
I mean, she was almost pinned in between two cars. That was pretty scary.
Yeah, she sounded fine. I don't know. I think that's just a weird thing.
Didn't she go, I'm fine, I'm fine.
Made some noises. But you got to give her credit. She popped right back up.
Yeah, she's a tough son of a gun.
She went and got the camera.
This is live television, and I'm okay.
Yeah, you keep it going, man.
All good, Tim. All good.
Yeah, let's go. Keep it going. Like Joey, remember Joey was hit by a car, Harrington.
Yeah, on his bike.
His was bad.
Yeah.
In fact, I was just reading an article like a week or two ago in SI, Sean Bradley. Remember the 7'6" Sean Bradley?
Yeah, paralyzed.
He's paralyzed from the chest down.
Oh, yeah.
Clipped by a car.
Yeah.
So
What is your deduction there?
Well, but like
that. High-level athletes get hit by cars more? Like,
yes.
What is Dusty saying? Like, it's such a weird...
It was a weird
take. He says everybody that he knows that has been hit by a car has been hit multiple times, and I find that fascinating.
Yeah,
I have never known this at all.
Right here, P1 John is in. I've been hit by a car twice and hit two cars himself. So
there you have it. Everyone gets hit by a car more than once, or you don't get hit.
But again, I guess what my point was with like Joey and Sean Bradley, like those are different than like when I was struck by a car. Like those are catastrophic, you know. I'm going to say 20 miles an hour and above is a different category than getting...
Well, I'm guessing not a lot of people have been hit in that regard.
Exactly.
Most people just get, you know, it's just,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you get... I got hit once in Florida. I got hit once in Bali. The one in Bali was a decent one, but it was such a small car. I did go up on the hood, but it wasn't... It was like a little... Any cars over there, like in Indonesia and Asia, they're just the tiniest little things. And like, had that been a truck... I feel like that would have been way worse. And then the one in Florida it was more like this one where the ground hurt more than getting hit by the car. Like the car didn't bother me so much, but you do go flying a little bit and then the ground hurts and you end up with some road rash. And as long as you don't hit your head or something, then, you know, you wake up and then you have another one and you shrug it off and, you know, go about your business.
FedEx worker here says he's been hit so many times he quit counting.
There you go.
He quit counting after 10. Well, what do you mean, there you go? Well, what does that tell you?
See, now this guy here with the FedEx worker, like that guy's probably in and out of traffic
all the time. Of course he's been hit.
Yeah, he's just running around.
I think that, I mean, if you pulled FedEx, Amazon, or
I think they
you know,
are
UPS
at the top
people,
of the list.
How many, what percentage of them have been hit by a car?
Yeah.
Probably a high percentage.
See, and I thought you would have been struck by a car because, bars, like both of mine
bars.
Yeah. But if you're out and about at bars, that's both of where my, strikes came from was you're out and about, maybe you've had a couple, maybe you're not as aware. And then other people that are driving around, like that is a situation that's just ripe to get clipped in a, in a going to or leaving, exiting a bar or a bar district.
District. Okay.
Right.
Well, like, I mean, you're talking about like my olden days.
Yeah. Your olden days.
My past.
This was me.
I haven't been to a bar in years. I mean, like, you know, just going belly up at a bar. It's just been since before COVID, which was 2 years ago.
I would have thought in your past, you know, you go down to like the Gas Lamp District in San Diego, Ybor City, Beale Street,
nothing.
Like that sort of thing.
Nothing. And now Dusty's only been hit once. So it's only a matter of time.
He's got another
according
one
to his own theory.
He's got
he is
coming.
About to be hit by a car.
Yeah.
So you better be careful.
And hopefully it's not one that's big or one going very fast.
I know you often say, like, you know, I'll present you with findings from studyfinds.org.
Yes.
Many times you'd be like, they're paying money to study this. My answer is always yes. We study everything. Mm-hmm. I feel like some money needs to be set aside to study this. I want the definitive
odds
answer to this. Yeah.
What are your odds of getting struck by a car? And then once you get struck once, do your odds then skyrocket?
Are some people, again? I think you have to determine, are some people more prone to being struck by a car?
Hmm.
And is that a true thing? Is that a real thing? Dusty's onto something there.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm intrigued by it. I'm interested in the Stanford study on this, although it probably wouldn't be a Stanford study. I'm guessing this would be more like a University of Tampa study, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those, a Washington State sort of study.
I don't care who does it, as long as they get the funding and do it right.
Do it legit. Yeah, these are important findings.
That's right. This is important.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a day. Great day. Look at this. It's dry out there.
Yeah, the sun is shining.
We got like 5 straight days of sun.
Yeah. Well, coming, you mean.
Well, I mean, it was sunny today.
Yeah, but the last couple
it was raining yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Today's the first day of like up until at some point next week that we actually have sun.
Sun.
Nice.
Sun. It's here. Summer is here.
Is it? Wait, that would be more spring.
No, we're skipping straight to summer.
We're skipping over
the new
spring?
Summer, January. Oh, okay. Late January.
Let's do it.
So that's good. We're in good mood because of that. It's Thursday. We have Jason Quick, our Blazers insider, today.
We can talk about the Blazers playing better and that not being a good thing.
I don't know. Do you have any questions for Jason?
I do. Well, the trade deadline's coming up.
Yeah.
And what do you do with the logjam at the old guard position?
Yeah. When's the last Blazer game you watched?
Last night. I saw some of it. They were on while we were in.
Oh, okay. Okay.
While we were in here. I've watched him a little.
He's busy watching Tyler Duncan here and whatever. The La Quinta Country Club, whatever the hell this thing
La
is.
La Quinta, fella. This is the American Express.
Oh,
let's go.
Yes.
La Quinta?
Let's go. They're in the desert this week.
Are we still robbing the bank with Bartu today?
We're
as well?
Robbing the bank. We got, I mean, this is the big weekend, divisional weekend. We got
first,
picks.
First bets on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Yes.
That's right. I've already made my wagers, too. I'm fired up.
I have not placed mine yet.
Fired up. All right. Well, that's what we have. Picks at 4, Quick, 5:15. Let's start with hot football talk, and we'll do that next. Okay? This is The Fan with Isaac and Suk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, picks at 4, Blazers at 5:15. In the meantime, we party. We have some Pac-12 news. I have a Pac-12 sports joke I've prepared.
Okay. Very exciting.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Poll question today, 1080thefan.com, brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, family business helping families for over 60 years. AAAIAQ.com. Today, we are asking you which quarterback will make the largest statement this weekend. They're not all on there.
Okay.
So you only get to choose from 5.
So I'm guessing it's not like Aaron Rodgers.
No, he's on there.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because I think a lot of people think he has to make a statement.
I think he's under some pressure.
Right.
You know, you.
That's
you
why he's
that
on there.
He's going to win a second MVP or second straight MVP. But, you know, if they bow out in their first game again, yeah, I do think some of the blame is it needs to start going on Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers, Brady, Stafford, Allen, or Burrow. Mm. Vote hard. 1080thefan.com. I see where Mike Hopkins, the coach at Washington,
yes,
is now in COVID protocols.
Mm-hmm. Health and safety protocols.
So their game tonight at Oregon State, he will not coach.
Yeah. Do we know if he has COVID?
I don't know.
He's
in protocol.
He's just in protocol.
We're not supposed to know.
No.
Right? They're not supposed to tell us.
My brother sent me in Lynch.
By the way, does that help Washington or Oregon State? And I'm asking a serious question here.
Oregon State's having a rough go of it this year.
But is Washington, though? Are they good? Is Mike Hopkins good?
I don't think so.
He's that Syracuse guy, right?
He was supposed to be good.
He's not that good.
No,
what
he
happened?
Is not.
What happened to Washington men's basketball? There's our show today, right there.
Just that?
Yes.
That's all we're doing?
Fascinated by that.
They
have a lot of players up there.
And they've put a lot of guys into the NBA. They just haven't been very good. I'm looking here. They're 8-7 overall.
Yeah.
3-2 in conference. So
not that good.
Hey, Oregon State's 3-13.
Yeah, but it's Oregon State.
It is Oregon State. But Oregon State's coming off a phenomenal year, right? And a great tournament run. So, you know, I hope there's some patience there with the Tinkler. I feel like Oregon State may just be one of those schools where, you know, you're going to have some great years where everything comes together and you get some elder statesmen, and then others where, you know, you kind of have a rough go of it. And right now, it's a rough go of it.
Huh.
They're not last, though. Utah's bottom in conference. Utah's 1-7.
Who'd they hire?
In conference. Because
they fired Krestowiak, right?
I don't know who Utah's basketball coach is, to be honest with you.
Does anyone? Do the Utah Utes fans know who their coach is?
Well, that's a program that has a really good tradition. Utah's men's basketball was good. You know, Majerus.
Ricky Majerus.
Craig Smith.
Yes.
Is their head coach.
Of course.
And you could not pick him out of a lineup.
Of course. Not to be confused with Craig Smith, the Washington State basketball coach. Am I right? Isn't there a guy, Craig Smith?
That's, no.
Am I wrong?
I think you're wrong. Now I'm having to look it up.
I like listening to you type.
Well, it's not nearly as fast as you. Kyle Smith.
Craig Smith, not to be confused with
Kyle Smith. Look, does it really matter?
Who's better, Kyle Smith or Craig Smith?
Well, according to the men's basketball standings, that would be Kyle Smith greater than Craig Smith.
Is he doing some things there with the Cougies?
They're 10-7, 3-3 in the conference.
Boy, they all, God.
Yeah.
There's our show right there. 503-250-1080. What's happened to Washington and Washington State basketball?
Well, Washington State basketball hasn't really been good outside of the years where they had Bennett.
And Clay Thompson, dude. They were good.
Outside of the years that they had Bennett, they have not been very good.
They were nasty. That was a tournament team.
Yeah, yeah. And Washington under Romar was a number one seed at least once, if not twice. You know, they had Brandon Roy and they had Fultz that came through there. And
Washington.
Yeah, they had guys.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, they had dudes.
All right.
Focus, will you?
Which quarterback will make the largest statement this weekend? Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Matt Stafford. Vote hard. 1080 the fan.
Can Tom Brady make a statement? It's
well, I
Tom
think he can.
Brady.
I know. The reason I put him on there is because he's so damn old.
Yeah.
You know? It's like if Brady.
At 44.
Yeah, man.
And he's doing it without
exactly.
a compliment of.
No Godwin, no Brown.
Yeah.
A couple banged up offensive linemen. He could definitely make a statement.
We don't know like what his running back situation is going to be. One last week with neither one of his running backs. I think Fournette's supposed to go, but we don't know what kind of shape he's going to be in. Of those, you know what?
Who you got? Who you think? Burrow?
I think it's going to be Josh Allen.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's going to be Josh
I do
Allen.
Too.
I think Buffalo's got a real chance at Kansas City.
Dude, I'm all over Buffalo.
And Buffalo is capable. If they put it all together, it's just so Jekyll and Hyde. Like
they've won five in a row.
They have. But again, I'm just saying, at the variance, right, is a stat in the NFL. It's like the, you know, how inconsistent you are. And Buffalo is the 32nd, or in this case, it would be the number one. They're the most variance team. They have the highest variance rate in the NFL, which means when they're good is good. It's fantastic, but they're bad can be very bad.
They're good right now. They've won five in a row, and they absolutely hammered the greatest playoff coach of all time.
Oh, and they just embarrassed the defense. So I'm going to lean, like I said, I'm not
Buffalo's going to win that game.
I feel like Buffalo, this is going to be Buffalo's game. And I think if that happens, then yes, this will be the Josh Allen statement game. And Kansas City's defense has played really well. They've got things figured out. But if they run the ball the way they're capable of running in Buffalo and Allen plays the way he did against New England, and I'm not saying you have to score seven touchdowns in a row. They go into
only six.
They go into Arrowhead and beat them. That is a statement of statements because look, the AFC has run through Kansas City for the last number of years. And it was this idea that, you know, you can't beat Kansas City and you can't beat Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and they're this unstoppable machine. And and then this year they showed some vulnerabilities, but they've got it figured out now. And now Kansas City looks the part of a Super Bowl team. And here comes Buffalo trying to dethrone them. And I think that would be a monster statement. Whereas if, you know, if Burrow wins, I mean, it's a statement, but I don't think you're going to look at Cincinnati now. Cincinnati's an incomplete team. You've said it a couple times. There's parts of that team that are still being rebuilt. They're just a couple years ahead of schedule. Aaron Rodgers should beat a beat-up San Francisco team in Green Bay. Stafford,
that's one. He could do it.
You could make the argument that, and I don't think it's Brady's made his. It's Stafford and Allen. Because if the Rams go into Tampa, knock them off, huge statement, and it kind of justifies mortgaging the future to go after Matthew Stafford, get back to a Super Bowl team. But I'm still going to go with Josh Allen makes a big statement.
All right, vote hard, 1080thefan.com. Coming up next, Pac-12 news, what to do about the transfer portal, and the NCAA getting a little bit of a makeover. That's next. Here's Mike.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
A playoff piece for one NFL team has been arrested just four sleeps before his big playoff game.
Oh, it's no big deal. It's up to Andy Reid. They'll be fine.
Well, it doesn't sound like it's a big deal, but at the same time, we all know don't mess with mama's vacuum.
No. Okay. In a door frame.
So we'll get to that. But, dang it.
What? Who?
Oh, I pressed the wrong button on my computer. Now it's restarting.
Oh, for the love of all.
Whoops. Whoops. We have a little bit of Pac-12 news.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Depends on what news you're talking about, if I've seen this or not.
All right, well, I'll tell you then.
Okay.
I won't make you look it up. But Jaden Delora, the Washington State quarterback?
Yes.
Now at Arizona.
Yeah. Couple hundred grand in some NIL deals. Next thing you know, you're at Arizona.
Is that what it was?
Good for him. Yeah, he got a couple NIL things. So, yeah, it's look, anytime you get one of these quarterbacks that's transferring, and look, he may have just had enough. He's been through a lot at Washington State. But anytime, you know, you get these guys that enter the portal that have a decent name to them, look, they're not just ending up someplace for nothing. I mean, there is a...
So that was the best deal, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Ended up there, and I mean, I don't know if it was the best deal. Maybe it was the best deal and the right fit.
Is he good?
Yeah, I think he's good. I mean, he was an all Pac-12 performer. He's a solid player. I mean, I don't know if he's a star, but he's also young. And Arizona and Fish have a little bit of momentum going.
Yeah, they're recruiting.
In the transfer portal and in the recruitment.
Aren't they recruiting well?
Yeah, they've done a nice job considering where they were at.
Look at that program.
Like, Arizona is a bottom feeder and have just been atrocious. And then everyone was like, Jed Fish. But, you know, they're getting some talent down there in Tucson, and we'll find out whether or not that leads to anything. But
good.
If you're an Arizona fan, I think you hope that the worst is behind you and that you've come out of the darkness. And 300 grand for your quarterback, you know, that's actually a pretty good deal considering, like, think about, you know, like Jackson Dart that's out there or Caleb Williams, the Oklahoma.
JT Daniels.
Yeah. You know, although Daniels, he's
Is he not good?
Well, I don't know. He's lost out multiple times now. He lost out at USC and he lost out at Georgia. I mean, he's out there. I'm sure he'll get something. But, you know, Texas A&M isn't paying him or anything. I mean, my favorite is that rumor out there is in the $25 to $30 million range that they just spent on the number one recruiting class.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's all above board now.
Yeah, pretty
NIL
well.
NIL deals.
I mean, it's not, but it
well,
is.
Well, yeah, it is, right?
No, because you're not...
supposed to recruit with it?
Yeah, you can't do it, but, you know.
But they do. So
people are breaking left and right.
Wait. Let me get this straight. You're saying that Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah, I go.
And his staff promised over $30 million in endorsement deals for to get the kids that they got in their recruiting class?
This is all rumor and speculation, but it appears to be a lot of these rumors and speculation from people that are fairly knowledgeable about this sort of
thing. That's football, man.
Is that football, man?
That is football. That is new football. Well, actually, you know what? It's not new football. It's old football. It's just that now you can spend more because you can do it out in the open and you don't have to have
that's crazy.
You know, bad guys.
But wait, you're also saying that you can't do that with recruits. They have to be on campus. So how do you get around that?
You're not supposed to be able to do deals where you say, come here and you get X.
Right.
But that's clearly happening. So
and the only way is anybody going to stop people from doing that?
The NCAA has said that the only way they're not investigating this, the only way basically that it happens is if you turn yourself in, or you're so bad about it that people won't shut up about it, and that's not going to happen. So no, there's no.
So they're all going to protect each other.
Exactly. No one's going to.
Because they know they're all doing it.
But yes, that is the scuttlebutt that the Texas A&M 2022 recruiting class, which is number one. Also remember that Oregon now has the chief of staff from Texas A&M, who is largely considered to be one of the big reasons why they got the number one recruiting class. And he's like that 29-year-old wonder kid at this sort of thing. But apparently that's the rumor. Texas A&M recruiting class is set to cost the school's boosters upwards of $30 million in deals for NIL when the prospects officially enroll. So remember, they don't have the money now, but when they enroll, then they can sign these deals. So yes, clearly promises are being made.
That's fascinating.
So
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm all about this.
But again, this is all just people that are throwing it out there. But once these deals become official, then we'll have an idea of what they're
right
of what they actually spent.
I don't claim to be no 36 ACT. No.
But look, let's not sit here and say that Texas A&M has been recruiting with the likes of Alabama and Georgia, and then all of a sudden they get the number one class. Look, we know what's going on. You're paying people, and Oregon's going to do the exact damn thing.
Everyone is.
Yes.
So well, what's the, to the so world. What's the like? Why do we even?
Oh, I care? I don't. That's fantastic. Good for Jaden.
So I guess it's just a race to see how much you can raise from your boosters for the kids?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
So this is to your point, like the rich get richer because the deeper alumni fan base is the more money they're going to be able to raise.
Yeah. So Oregon, and this happened while you were gone, but Oregon, you know, they do player edition Jordans every year for, you know, and everyone gets a pair. And it used to be, it would be a big deal. Like if you got caught selling them because they were so limited, but they'd sell for, you know, you get $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 for some of these. Well, Oregon this year came out with a player edition Jordan retro, gave it to all the players, but then I think they held back. It was 100 pairs of sneakers, and they auctioned them off. Remember, they have like is it Market Street? They have a separate like NIL side company that's not based out of the university, but wink, wink, nod, nod.
Does Phil Knight's thing?
Yeah, right. And so it helps players market themselves, right? Even though it's not technically affiliated with the university. Well, they auctioned off like 100 pairs of these sneakers, and whatever money was raised just got divvied up and given to the football team. Like, that's what it was. And some of these sneakers, which normally sell on the open market, again, for thousands of dollars, and some of the bids on these things were like 80, 90 Gs. So no one's paying $80,000 for a $7,000 sneaker. Unless you know that money's going directly in the hands of football players, then you stroke a check for 80 grand and, you know, it gets divvied up and away you go. So, you know, Oregon's got that going on. USC has one of these. Miami has one. BYU even has one. BYU's got some sort of like health bar down there that kicks in a bunch of money to walk-ons and scholarship players alike. I mean, this is just what it is. Welcome to the world, man. I mean, Texas is O-lineman, by the way. Every O-lineman, 50 grand. So they signed some deal with a company where if you're an old lineman at Texas, it's 50 G's.
So no strippers, no airfare, no meals, but 50 G's?
Yeah. And I'm thinking
that's where we're at.
Well, and the strippers, that just kind of goes with the territory.
Oh, you can't. You can do that now?
You can't, but it's still.
That's not an NIL deal.
No.
That's an extra benefit.
Yeah. And by the way, Division Street. Division Street is the side company that's helping the Oregon athletes.
Yeah, all right.
So, but yes, for the Washington States of the world, you can't compete with that. You just can't. So this is why I roll my eyes a little bit about this idea that this is going to change the landscape of college football. No, it's not, because the schools that are really good are the schools that have a bunch of money and big boosters, and nothing's going to change. It may change in the fact that guys are now willing to look other places because, you know, you may not be inclined to sit around for 4 years at Washington State or sit around and be a backup at Oklahoma when you know that you can go get paid to go somewhere else, but you're still going to get the Clemsons and the Bamas and the, you know, these teams in Ohio States that still have more resources. It's resources. You had resources before, you have resources now. It's just that it's a little more on the up and up.
Well, and it's more like tapping into the donors' businesses, you know?
Yeah.
And those guys, or not even donors, you don't have to be a donor. They just have to be interested in getting a kid to endorse whatever it is that they're doing, mm-hmm. right? So now it's like you would think these schools are out there kind of assessing how much money they have in the NIL pool, mm-hmm. this new pool of money, and what kids like, are you better off getting all the kids you want a little something, or are you better off taking, you know, the two offers from the two biggest companies or boosters and holding it for really special, talented kids?
Yeah.
You know, so it's that kind of.
Well, I think at least.
How do you spend your free agency money?
Yeah, right. There's not a salary cap, but there is not an infinite amount of money.
So you got to be smart about it.
What?
And some. So I would say, to push back just a little bit on your argument, I tend to agree. I mean, the haves, you know, the rich get richer with this, right?
Yeah.
But we've seen this so many times. This happens all the time in sports and business where companies are stupid. And they can never win because they don't spend right, or they never make money because they're so bad at it.
Yeah.
And they don't balance their books, or they're overspenders or whatever. And that could be true here. So it's all about, it's not necessarily as much about how much you have. It's about how you allocate it.
Well, for
instance, and some schools, like you were talking about BYU.
Yeah.
I would imagine they'll be pretty smart about it.
Because they don't have an infinite supply of money.
Exactly.
They're going to be more prudent than Alabama.
Exactly. So like Alabama will be like the U.S. government.
Yeah.
Where they just know it keeps coming in, so we'll just keep blowing it.
The best example of this is Quinn Ewers, who is the high school quarterback out of South Lake Carroll, Texas, number one player. Texas, you can't do an NIL deal as a high school senior or as a high school player at all. So he reclassifies and enrolls at Ohio State and gets $1 million. He signed over $1 million in NIL deals, nice. Sat on the bench once at Ohio State, and then transferred back to Texas. So some dumbass at Ohio State paid that kid over $1 million. They gave him like a $200,000 Ford Super Duty, like the nicest truck you can buy. And the kid never, you know, played a snap there, and he just left. And you would think that someone would be pissed, but you got to remember, it's Ohio State. They're probably like, whatever. If you're paying a kid $1 million, you've got plenty of money. But you are going to see some of these where you give a kid a bunch of money and he doesn't pan out, and then he leaves after a year. And so I wonder if there isn't a little bit of a peel back here in a couple years when you see a bunch of this money that gets thrown out there and it's not really ends up being a wise investment. It was a DJ, Uiagalelei, right? The Clemson quarterback. He got a couple $1 million. He's terrible. He sucks. So all of a sudden, you're going to look at that kid and be like, man, what are we doing? Whereas Bryce Young got $1 million and won a Heisman Trophy. That's probably a bargain. But I wonder if people will be a little more prudent in the coming years when they see that, as you stated, bad organizations just throwing money at something usually doesn't end up working out. And there will be that balancing act.
Fascinating. One other note. So Jaden Delora is going to Arizona. So that's a nice get for Arizona, who's kind of on the up and up there in the south of the Pac-12.
At least in the offseason. We don't know what it means on the field, but they've got some momentum.
Justin Wilcox got an extension today.
Yes.
At Cal. So,
and good for him.
He's going to stay there till 2027. And smart. They should keep him if he wants to stay there.
Yes.
It's a good fit.
And that's an area that they just got to get people to care, because there is so much money in the Bay Area for Cal and Stanford.
Good point.
They just don't.
Well, that's the thing about the West. Think about the West. Think about some of these markets.
Huge
Los
money.
Los Angeles. Berkeley, the Bay Area, Seattle,
even Phoenix.
Phoenix, there is so much money, but the question is, do they care to spend it on stupid athletes who may or may not pan out?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, in Seattle, you could say that. A lot of big companies in Seattle, but are they football boosters?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. LA, Seattle, yeah. San Francisco, like the West Coast should, if it's a arms race of spending, and now you can tap into businesses associated
with
programs,
they should be competitive.
The West Coast should win. They should beat the South by in droves.
Yeah, but they won't
because they don't care as much.
Bingo.
Although if I had a business with a bunch of money, I think I'd do this. I think I'd help out my Jayhawks.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a great way to, like, I don't care about my name on a building or something. That's kind of stupid to me.
Although you do this,
it's very self-serving.
You do this enough times, you can probably get your name on a football
building. But I also, well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, I don't want to, like, give them, like, $5 million because I was about to cut that check. And then I don't know where it's going. Like, you know, like I want it to matter. I want that quarterback. And guess what? That kid right there is getting my money.
That's mine.
And he's going to put on a Jayhawk uniform. This is a game changer.
And that you would know exactly where your money went.
It's right.
X, Y, and Z.
And then if he sucked, I'd take it back. Buy the next guy.
Yeah.
All right. Good times.
Hey, welcome to the world of big time college football now, man.
Yeah, man.
You got to be willing to write checks.
All right. Well, now we're way over. We'll wrap up the college talk. The NCAA. So on this note, the NCAA has changed its constitution?
Structure, if you will.
Yeah. Because they don't want to get sued. But yeah. We'll tell you what they did coming up next. 3:48 on The Fan.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, do you want to know who's going to win the divisional playoff matchups?
Yes, yes, I do.
We will tell you next.
Oh, goody.
Definitively. So the NCAA, we don't need to spend too much time on this. We were just talking about the transfer portal and JT Daniels and paying kids and NIL, and it's like a free-for-all, which is great. I'm all for this, by the way.
Yeah.
I must say. Yeah. Because I think all of it means college football is trending toward an eventual structure that actually makes sense.
And that's what the NCAA with this is trying to prevent.
Exactly.
Because right now, the NCAA is giving you, they're doing the old rope-a-dope here. They're trying to make you believe that what's happening right now is bad for them, and it's not. What they're going to try to do is tell you that this is so bad that they need to come up with some stuff to solve the problem, when in reality, it's not this that's scaring them, the NIL and free agency. What's scaring them is what you're talking about, is that if this leads to collectively bargained paid salaries for athletes, now you're screwed, because now you have to deal with revenue percentages. Now you have to deal with long-term insurance and workers' comp and this sort of thing, and every player getting paid. Remember, the vast majority of student athletes right now, even football players, aren't getting paid squat. And if they are, it's a few shekels. And guess where that money's coming from? Not athletic programs. But if the NCAA doesn't do something to rectify this, they're getting their ass kicked in court. Supreme Court justices and Congress is looking at this and saying, your model is total BS. Their fear is that in a couple years, that their whole model crumbles. And now it's not NIL, it's schools having to pay money to every athlete. And that is their biggest fear, not NIL. So when they cry poor, they cry, oh, we have to do something. It's not about this. They're trying to make a stand now so that the system doesn't crumble. This system is still good for them because athletes are getting paid. People are being happy that athletes are getting paid, and yet they're not the ones paying.
So what they've done is the schools have voted to ratify a new governing constitution.
Yes, by about 80%. And the only people that dissented were the Division II and Division III schools because, well, 90% of the money gets distributed to Division I schools, and no one cares about Division II and Division III.
And it's a little vague, but basically the old NCAA Constitution was complex. We all know that. Yep. And it was like 43 pages or something. This is now 18 pages. And basically what happens is each of the three divisions of the NCAA will create or amend their own rules, and they will basically govern themselves. They're taking the national NCAA office.
Yeah.
So they're sort of taking them out of it.
Yeah. And it's going to go down from 20 to 9, so it's streamlined. 9 people.
Yeah, the board of directors.
That are going to make the rules. And ultimately, they said that if you read between the lines, their mission is to create a new system that fits in with NIL, that satisfies everyone, that creates some sort of competitive balance, but ultimately stops from having to pay athletes a percentage of the revenue. That's their whole goal.
Picture them like hanging off of a cliff by their fingertips.
Yes.
And they're trying desperately to hang on and cling.
Yes.
And save their useless jobs.
So they have to, you know,
but
you got to
see if it works.
You have to find a way. And because if not, you know, we know where this is heading, and it's just professional sports at the collegiate level.
Washington State will have a chance to compete much better because they will get a bigger slice of the pie from the USC's and the or Alabama's or whomever.
The only way to do that, though, is to have paid athletes across the board that's collectively bargained, because if you do try to make nationwide sweeping rules that govern what can be spent, and that right now is the biggest thing for the NCAA, is how do you curb the spending? Because it's creating the haves and the have-nots, which is why Division II and Division III, none of the schools voted for this. And all the Division I schools did. And there's still even a great divide in Division I, like you said, between the Oregon States, Washington States, and the Oregons and USC's. But if you put rules that limit that or try to control that, but you still have the amateur model, that's antitrust laws. and now you're screwed you're losing left and right. So eventually, to your point, the NCAA may have to just let go of the cliff and face their biggest fear, which is just
They're going down.
Paying players.
They're going down.
And the only way to do that is to create more money, and you do that through expanded playoffs and more,
maybe
you know,
the NFL, marketing deals. What if the NFL buys it? How about that? The NFL makes $10 billion a year. What if they just buy it and they keep the brands, because obviously the school affiliations are the key to college football, right?
Yeah.
And then all the Power Fives are just run by freaking NFL. Dude, it would be the greatest thing ever.
The NFL will never do it because they have the greatest minor league system on earth, because they don't have to pay a dime for it.
Yeah, exactly.
And the best thing about that for the NFL is they already get stars and they don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, they don't have to pay a thing.
Joe Burrow comes into the league and Justin Herbert as already pre-created stars, and the NFL didn't have to spend a dime.
Yeah, but they could buy it and make an S ton of money on it.
Yeah.
They get all the revenues.
That's
and
true.
Boy, I tell you what, you maximize college football, there's a lot of money right there.
Yeah, by the top 40 schools.
Dude, that'd be a great investment. Exactly. And structure a league and keep the schools. And, dude, you're making so much money. Dude, that's an unbelievable idea I just created there. I just solved it right there.
Rob solved it. Boom. Right there.
By the way, it's going to be slow and it's going to take time.
Yes.
And that's what's going to be the most frustrating thing. But it'll get there eventually. Our picks against the spread again for what's going on tomorrow?
Division.
Divisional round. Or Saturday. Sunday. Two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday.
You're doing great.
Super divisional round of playoff action. And I tell you, I know who's going to win.
Okay.
I know who's going to win every game. And I'm going to tell you about it next.
Well,
okay?
Do big money line bets with your big brain.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah,
just make straight up money line
bet
bets.
Bet on the money line.
Well, you may find out that I have. That's right. What the next segment is.
All right, you idiots.
Right. We'll be right back. 402 on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.